Scene 3, in the wizard's private chambers. Elphaba lands out on the balcony, enters the room stealthily, crossing to the wizard's desk. She puts down her broom and starts to search through it.
Is this what you're looking for?
He holds out a large key.
Just hear me out. I don't want to harm you. It's the last thing I want.
Well, you have. You have harmed me.
I know. We got off on the wrong foot, and I regret that. You know, Elphaba, I was hoping you'd show up tonight. Truth to tell, I've been looking forward to seeing you again.
So you can trick me again? Force me?
No, because... because we have a lot in common.
What?
We do. We could do great things together. Elphaba, can't we start again?
Don't you think I wish I could? I would give anything to go back to that time. When I believed in you. When I actually believed that you were wonderful. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Elphaba, you have to understand. I never asked for this or planned it in advance. I was merely blown here by the winds of chance. I never saw myself as a Solomon or Socrates. I knew who I was, one of your dime a dozen mediocrities. Then suddenly I'm here, respected, worshipped even, just because the folks in Oz needed someone to believe in. Does it surprise you? I got hooked, and all too soon. What can I say? I got carried away, and not just by balloon. Wonderful, they call me wonderful, so I said wonderful, if you insist. I will be wonderful, and they said wonderful. Believe me, it's hard to resist, 'cause it feels wonderful. They think I'm wonderful. Hey, look who's wonderful. This Kansas hick who said it might be keen to build a town of green and a wonderful road of yellow brick.
Yes, and you built them by forcing the talking animals to labor as slaves.
Oh, Elphaba, in the world I come from, that's all animals ever do. They never speak. They're slaughtered and eaten. And people here were starting to turn against the talking animals, blaming them for their troubles. So maybe they're silenced, but I've kept them safe from the axe and the sausage grinder. Are you so certain, my virtuous waif, what you've done for them is kinder? Oh, Elphaba, a girl with your IQ, doesn't it strike you? We're very alike, you and I. Misunderstood, yet trying to do good. In our own ways, we try.
But all you are is a lie.
No, I'm not. Ask anyone in Oz. The truth is not a thing of fact or reason. The truth is just what everyone agrees on. Elphaba, where I come from, we believe all sorts of things that aren't true. We call it history. A man's called a traitor or liberator. A rich man's a thief or philanthropist. Is one a crusader or ruthless invader? It's all in which label is able to persist. There are precious few at ease with moral ambiguities, so we act as though they don't exist. They call me wonderful, so I am wonderful. It's so much who I am, it's part of my name. And with my help, you can be the same. In this palace, at this very moment, are assembled the most influential folks in Oz. Let me present you to them.
They pulverize me.
Oh, no, my dear, to the contrary. I'll introduce you, shall I, as my aide-de-camp. I'll say you're now my ally. I'll say I'm now your champion, and you'll hear them acclaim you. Hear praise from every mouth. I know. But if I name you the Good Witch of the South, at long, long last receive your due, long overdue, Elphaba, the most celebrated, are the rehabilitated. There'll be such a whoop-de-doo, a celebration throughout Oz, that's all to do with you.
Proposition?
Wonderful.
On one condition.
Yes.
You let the monkeys go.
The wizard tosses her the key.
Done.
Elphaba rushes upstage, unlocks the cage door, and flings it open.
Go! Go on now! Fly! Fly, you're free!
The rustle and flap of wings can be heard as she shoos them out.
You.
One figure, trembling, under a blanket, doesn't move.
You. Under the blanket.
Oh, no, wait. Elphaba, wait! Don't lift that up!
Get up now.
She pulls the blanket off, revealing a trembling, terrified Dr. Dillamond.
Sweet Oz.
She puts her arm around him and helps him to his feet.
Dr. Dillamond.
Elphaba, I couldn't let him continue those experiments.
So you put him in a cage and let us think he was dead?
I couldn't let them kill him. He's a brilliant animal.
Dr. Dillamond, are you all right? Doctor, answer me. Dr. Dillamond.
Elphaba turns furiously to the wizard, who immediately rushes behind his wizard curtain, and the head reappears.
Guards! Guards!
Suddenly, Dillamond bolts from the room.
Dr. Dillamond! Oh, no! Dr. Dillamond! Dr. Dillamond, come back!
Two guards appear in the doorway.
Halt!
Elphaba backs away from them, brandishing her broom as a bayonet, when suddenly, Fiero appears in the doorway.
Oh, you're all right, Erasmus.
Fiero.
I don't believe it. Is it... really you?
Elphaba runs to him.
Oh, Fiero, thank God.
Silence, witch.
Fiero points his rifle at her.
There's a goat on the lamb, sir.
Never mind the goats and the lambs. Fetch some water.
Water, sir?
You heard me. A big bucket of water.
Yes, sir.
The guards exit.
Fiero, what
are you... I said silence!
Fiero moves to the wizard's curtains, suddenly flings them back, revealing the shocked, scared wizard.
Don't make a sound, Your Ozness, unless you want all your guests to know about the man behind the curtain. Elphaba, I'll find Dillamond later. Now get out of here.
Fiero. You frightened me. I thought you might have changed.
I have.
What's going on? Elfie! Thank Oz you're alive! Oh, only you shouldn't have come. If anyone discovers you...
Linda, you'd better go.
Fiero,
please, go back to the ball. This is no place for you. Come on, now, quickly.
Your Ozmus, he means no disrespectation. Please understand, we all went to school together.
Elphaba!
Fiero, have you misplaced your mind? What are you doing?
I'm going with her.
What?
What?